You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, Frank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Public Service, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Print Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
The work goes by so long, and implantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life them slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go too well. Cause after we know under your colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you compel. Hey, and all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Monday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. And you know, like I always tell you, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. You got to find a happy medium, right? Well, you party on a happy medium into the weekend. When you come out on Monday, you got bills to pay. So, yeah, another day, another dollar. I know. But we're going to make that ride home, whether it's, you know, the remnants of the school run or the after work run. We're going to keep you maintained, sustained, and entertained. Open line Monday today. Roscoe should have been here, but got called into an emergency meeting down there in Abaco. So, you know, business calls, duty calls. So Roscoe will be back next week. But we're going to open up the lines. And like I said, lots to talk about. So if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And, of course, you know, I'd like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Don't forget, this November, the Nassau Guardian is 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion. It starts today, Monday, October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper. And you could win prize money, cash money. All you have to do is purchase a daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the hidden 180th Nassau Guardian logo. Cut out the page. Mark the spot. Write your name and phone number on that clipping. And drop your entries off at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield. And every Friday, November 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd, one drawing will take place to pick the lucky winner. It's that simple. The Nassau Guardian 180th Anniversary Vision Challenge giveaway. You definitely want to be a part of it, all right? So start getting those Nassau Guardians. Start looking. I know where the one is for the day. I can see it. I can tell you where it is. But if you all want to share your prize in the future, I could give you some hints. But I can't do no more than that today. All right, now that you got all that lined up. Of course, you know, we got lots to talk about, especially when we hit the flip side of the break and I open up the lines and open up the text lines and we get into the buzz brought to you by John Shoes. We got lots to talk about, man. And he's definitely part of that conversation is today's headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844. Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Two killed in plane crash. Aircraft went down near Ragged Island Airport. Story by Rachel Scott. The charred remains of two people were found in the wreckage of a plane that crashed on Ragged Island yesterday morning, police said. Police said they were notified of the crash east of Duncantown Airport before 5 a.m. Shortly before 5 a.m. Officers, including personnel from the Royal Bahamas Police Force, Operation Bahamas and Turks and Caicos, and the Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, responded and found the twin-engine plane engulfed in flames and destroyed. Police said further examination of the aircraft initially revealed that the remains of one person and the remains of a second person were found. Details on the plane and the identity of its occupants were unclear, so more details to come on that. Caretaker gives family home back. Rachel Scott with the story again. Amid controversy over the assets of an elderly Grand Bahamian woman, which family members claim were wrongfully taken by the owner of the private care facility she was living in, the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association is calling on to government to implement regulations to protect seniors. The Bahamas Alzheimer's Association is calling on the government to urgently address the lack of regulation in elder care. Agreed. But the most important thing is she's going to return what was taken. And that's all we ever wanted. Prosecution rests in Cornish case, a story by Artesia Davis. The prosecution on Friday closed its case against North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish as his lawyer criticized the adequacy of the evidence against him. Cornish is accused of assaulting, raping, and threatening to kill his then-girlfriend between January 2023 and April 2023. Read more there. Three shot, one dead. Shot dead and another injured at West End Avenue in New Providence on Saturday, police said. Another man was wounded in a separate shooting at noon on Willow Street in Pinewood Gardens. The victim, 25, was sitting in his car when two gunmen approached and shot him. He was taken to the hospital and was listed in critical condition. And that's the latest one from Pinewood. But there again. Whew. More murder. Commonwealth leaders agreed for honest conversation over repatriations. And listen, I want to talk about that on the flip side of the break. Yeah. And what a great job and what a noble thing our prime minister did by bringing up those reparations. And now, you know, I'm going to tell you what lengths he went to have that conversation as well. All on the flip side of the break. That and more. We're going to open up the lines. We're going to get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And I want to know what you buzzing on. Lines will be open, talking about everything. The headlines popped up over the weekend and from last week. Plenty to talk about on this open line Monday edition of Talking Heads, the October 28th edition, which continues right after this.
The road goes by so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works just slap them in them face.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles. With new arrivals, John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
you try to rest? Roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let Print My masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People now fire upon a week at Babylon and the free dark. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. Me bona fire upon a week at Babylon and the free dark. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. The work goes for so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives them slay? Now them work just slap them in them face. Fire, yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know under you colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you compel. Hey, and all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day.
Well, we're back at you on the Monday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and E Company right up until 6 p.m. And boy, I tell you, it's a much to do Monday. We got lots to talk about. Lots and lots and lots to talk about. Can't tell you a word of lie. And coming off the, and whatever you want to talk about, phone lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Here in New Providence, toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. All right? We are being brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now. Ladies, don't forget, every Monday, they got something special for you. Mm-hmm. New arrivals every Monday. So be sure to check them out. John's, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today, all right? Both of those locations are available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, all right? And as a matter of fact, let me see what's going on with John's today. Which new arrivals they got out today? As you know, it's Monday, you know? Bamboo, ladies, bamboo! Espadrilles are always in season when you live in summer, 365 days of the year. Be sure to check out the bamboo espadrilles at John's Shoes, sizes 6 through 10. All right? Great prices as well. Be sure to check them out today. All right. Now, I don't know what you want to talk about, but I want to let you all know something. And, you know, I like to give credit where credit is due. I don't just like to, you know, I like if we're going to talk about a problem, we deal with the problem, we address it, if we got to call some people out, fine, but then we come with solutions. That's how we get better. Can't just keep complaining and don't come with solutions. Solutions are necessary if you're going to have these tough conversations. And, you know, day in and day out on this show, when the PM or his administration drops the ball, I'm one of the first ones to remind people. I also give credit where credit is due when they do have those moments. And we do have a moment now. Y'all could say what you want about our prime minister. All right? Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I want you to see the example that he set. Leaders of the Commonwealth Nations said on Saturday, the time has come to have truthful and respectful conversations regarding reparations for the abhorrent transatlantic slave trade. And this was released at the end of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Samoa, Chogum. But you sit here. And I sit here day in and day out. And I am one of the first to criticize because there's only a few of us left who will call wrong where wrong is or criticize or ask the tough questions. But with the same conviction that I do that, I have to commend the prime minister. Our prime minister cares so much about us and reparations. After he spoke about it last week, he hopped on a flight to Samoa. Y'all know who Samoa is? Now, if you watch wrestling, you know that's where the bloodline come from. from the Wild Samoans Alpha and Seeker to Jimmy Superfly Snooker to The Rock to Roman Reigns to The Usos to Tama Tonga and Tama Loa. And Tonga Loa, I mean, and Solo Sikoa, all of them. Rikishi Fatu, all. Umaga, the late great. Yokozuna, the late great. Our prime minister jumped on the plane all the way to Samoa. Yeah, he got a photo op with King Charles, but he's got photo ops scrapbook full. We know he can get some good pictures. But the fact that he cares so much about reparations and about us getting our reparations, he just didn't talk about it here. He went all the way to Samoa, and you could see he was sticking on King Charles. Because our prime minister knows down his brave name, what the brave as a king's counsel. Mr. Davis has represented clients that have had to free up and don't want to, and others that have won and say, "Babe, I need my things. It's my money. I need it now." So he knows exactly how to represent. He knows how to hobnob, and he knows how to rub elbows with the socialites. And he know the king can't put the duck on him. The king can't swing him. So I say today, let's give credit to Mr. Davis for going all the way to Samoa on our behalf. So what if the travel budget can go up now? The trip to Samoa, because the trip to Samoa ain't cheap. And I didn't know how many people he take behind him. But maybe that's what he needed to take in order to get it done. Because when you run down the king of England, King Charles in Samoa, and you pin him in a little corner and choke him and you say, "Look here, repatriations, reparations, boy, what's going on?" And you get that big statement at the end. And I read it again. Leaders of Commonwealth nations said on Saturday the time has come to have truthful and respectful conversations regarding reparations for abhorrent transatlantic slave trade. And this came from a communique released at the end of the Commonwealth. That's brave. Brave caused that. Y'all, listen. When Brave got to get his things for dropping the ball, please give it to him. But you got to give him his flowers now. Give him his credit. Just like he did with climate change. He hopped on that plane, went to Samoa, and dealt with the king. And I don't want you all texting me and round. Look, we beat up on the prime minister when he deserve it. Today, let's give him his credit. Boy, listen here. If some of your texts don't know sarcasm and you hear it, there's a reason I've been a joker for 27 years. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Yes, sir.
I can't even say my opening line. I laughing so much at you.
What you mean? Pay our prime minister love us by GNN?
I agree.
He gone to Samoa, fight the wild Samoans, track down Naughty. The King of England and say, "Free up my boy." I appreciate that.
Naughty, I crack it up because...
But I can be honest with you. I want to let you know something. And when reparations come, I may not get because I like Brighton almost white. They might have said I was too close to the house, but you're straight. You got to thank Brighton for that.
Naughty, how we get straight? See, Grammy, say, when you tell one lie or you do one thing, you got to be able to do another.
Man, all I know is... all I know is my prime minister gone to Samoa, deal with the king, fend off the wild Samoans and say, "Hey, we want our rapper free up." That's my story and I stick and do it.
But Naughty, suppose the king say, "Okay."
Travel budget gone through the roof now, but we ain't worried about that.
Hold on, Naughty. Suppose the king say, "Okay, I owe you all some reparations. I can give you all... $500 million or $2 billion. Where that guy? What sovereign wealth fund that guy in?
And he probably said, "I got pledge to give it back to you," because you know when they use that word pledge, you know you ain't got to pay. You know, as a matter of fact, GNN, I pledge to give you $1.6 million in this lifetime. I pledge. At some point, it's like I pledge.
Our prime minister repealed the sovereign wealth fund. So where the money going?
Anyhow, I just throw the pebble in the pond. Y'all now making it ripple. Let's talk sense. What you got for me today, man?
the next caller can help me, man, because I laugh too much, man.
All right, catch yourself and call me back. My job as a comedian is done here. You all stay there sleeping. Yeah, man, that's brave. Don't you all forget it. All I'm saying is, this ain't no promise of no underground. This man flying, tracking down the king. Hey, King Charles, King Chucky, come here. Charlie, we need to talk. What's going on? You ain't nothing like your mommy, you know. And I met her, too. And I got a picture in the scrapbook, too. Yes. You need to do better. I like it. I like it. Now, let me check out these texts. Naughty, great show as usual. The only place Brave hasn't been so far representing the Bahamas is Mars. And I believe Brave will join the SpaceX program to visit Mars with Elon Musk shortly before the next election. Ready goes to Mars. Naughty, ask him if any cheesecake factory or bomb. Naughty, point blank, Brave only into traveling for them years. He was banned from traveling. That's his legacy. Climate change. I can't say that other word. Behave. Not, what you mean behave? Are you having a laugh today? When I see money in my pocket, then I will say that. Until then, family, friends, and lovers will always see more than us Bahamians. We are considered house slaves, and ain't none of us can see a dime of that money. How do you all really feel? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, how go, man?
What's going on? Gardner! Where you been? Listen, the Celtics win championship. They off the two, and now here comes Gardner. Boy, what's going on? Everything good?
Yeah, man. But everybody push out my Orioles and then.
Well, my Yankees push out your Orioles. Remember that. Now just give credit where credit is due.
But what are you saying, right? VM, right? I mean, the king, right? The king can't do nothing but reparation. He only can cry for us.
He can only cry and write a couple letters, but he can't free up.
He can't free up. The prime minister got to do that. Yeah, they ain't freeing up nothing. You know what I mean? And Brave need to go free up some, what you call it, capital gain stocks. You know, and that's what he need to go free up. Stop joking. That's what the PM and the UK did. He did with Cali. What they're having is a class war. He taking care of the poor people. You understand me? I remember when Finland became the prime minister, the first question that the international media asked him is, where he's going to do capital gain tax or income tax? He say no. So they need to get progressive, man. So, you know what I mean? Stop capping what they doing this with the poor people. And you know how you go. You too. Nutty.
Yeah.
Stop selling out to the number, man.
Hold on. Stop. As a brother who's promote, look here, just because you ain't take my advice and take my picks and lose, that ain't my fault, Gardner. But listen, Gardner, hold on now. You can't call me no sellout. For years, I've been a promoter and a marketer par excellence in here, whether it's the nightclub game.
But they need to do the national lotto. They could do the pick this and pick that, and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
do the national lotto. Just get the island game to run it and everything cool. Yeah. I ain't got no problem with that.
They need to go do a casino and one of them hotels.
Nah, see, listen, but Gardner, now, see, Ivy, you are not me, and you're supposed to be able to go in there and play 21 blackjack, yeah, poker, tree card, poker, all of that, roulette, all of that. I agree.
Yeah, and gamble responsibility. You know,
yeah, man. But yeah, man.
And take care of sports, take care of education, all them kind all of things,
that.
Man.
Now, come on now. You know, near and dear to me is...
Man, and all these, what's the name of the sun, all the things. They supposed to be dealing with housing and things, man. Housing for these poor people and things. You know? You need to stop capping for these conservative government, you know.
So what you want me to do? What you want me to do? Get full. What you want me to do? Get full bunny whaler on them?
Yeah, man.
There you go. I can talk to you soon, Gardner. Be safe. Yeah. Naughty. Let's go to the text lines. Naughty, the PM don't deserve jack. All he's doing is blowing hot air, bro. Those people don't take him serious. The whole world was involved in slavery. So cheaper we move on. Bum blowing smoke. He looked for money to put in his personal sovereign. Wake up, bombers. Listen, some of y'all have to know when I'm being facetious. And when I'm being serious, see, Mr. Producer, it took him all of 2.5 minutes. And he realized, this is pure sarcasm from Naughty. But But the part of it, when you know, when you do innuendo and satire and you know, political humor, sometimes some of you all just believe it. So it'd be fun for me. And, you know, as far as we can take this, as far as y'all run with it, I can let y'all run with it. Just remember my story. The PM cares about us and reparations. Tracked down King Charles and told him to free up the Legend of Brave. That should be a Netflix movie. The Legend of Brave. I'll do the voiceovers. Let's check the text lines. Whee! Naughty, you heard of the Flying Dutchman? Brave should be called the Flying Taxman. Texter, don't be funnier than me the rest of the afternoon. I like that one. Whee! Naughty, great show as usual. We can't have a national lottery because when I win $100 million and go collect, somebody can try to take my money or rob me. Oh, Lord. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Can I speak to Mr. Naughty?
Yeah, man, but you're digitizing really, really bad.
Okay, let's say this clear. Naughty, you talk to the bar before you come to work this evening, eh?
Hey. You are digitizing. I can't understand a word you're saying. Where are you calling me from?
I called from home, but my bad. Did you stop at the bar this evening before you come to work?
If I stopped at the bar before I come to work? No. You mean what I was saying about Mr. Davis going to... Stop calling. Now, what I've been doing for 27 years at a very high level, locally and internationally, a joke as well. Comedy, right?
Okay.
You got to know when I'm being sarcastic. You got to know when Uncle Naughty pulling your toe, you know.
I get you.
All right? But now, when I get off work, I may stop at the bar because the Yankees lost and the Cowboys lost as it begins. I might need a cocktail. All right. Be safe. Yeah, I got you too. I glad you all listen every day and listen so keenly. I do. I really do. But I stumble up from sure. This text is getting me naughty. I was just about to read you up on this text and say, there go another one. They done purchased from the media, but now I realize you was only joking. I was only joking. Now on a somber note, and this coming in from our news, and we heard about a triple shooting about 28 minutes ago on Step Street, and I think that would be the infamous Step Street in Fox Hill. And if that's 28 minutes ago, that's right after four, right after school. Well, that's a four minutes ago. Hold on, let me. I got this update about 7 minutes ago, which was 4 minutes ago from the 28 minutes ago. All right, all. Our news can confirm that all three individuals have succumbed to their injuries. Three. One shot in the afternoon instead. One shot. Three dead. Broad daylight. Kids coming home from school. How long? Huh? 102. And we in October, brother. We still got November and December to go. God forbid. And not 102, I promise you. Some Texans will text in and say, Naughty, it ain't 102, it's more. The count off. But my question is, how long is Fox Hill could be infamous for murder and violence and death? What happened to Fox Hill Day and the greasy pole and the platinum of the pole and the history that Fox Hill is and all the great food and all of that was there when I was small and used to go there with my grandpa K.M. Thompson? Some of the best Benny cake I ever eat was up in Fox Hill. Some of the best coconut tart I ever had was up in Fox Hill. And you know what? The MP for Fox Hill, / chairman of the PRP, / minister of foreign affairs, or affairs in foreign, however you want to say it, nothing. Crickets. But you got to say nothing. You got something to say on everything else. Why don't you talk about your doorstep? Why don't you talk about your constituency? How many more are going to have to die up there? And I'm not saying bring in the police en masse. You need more than that. You need to get into that community. You need to have social workers. You need to find out what's going on. The root of where all this is coming from. Not just keep turning a blind eye. How many times have we opened up or heard a news report? Young Bahamian male killed in Fox Hill, one way or another. And some great people have come from Fox Hill. And some notoriously infamous ones, too. But when are we going to get this right? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Nordy, what's up, my man?
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, this is 2 minute man here.
How are you?
Listen to me, I'm a Fox Hill born.
You're another legend from Fox Hill, Quincy. What happened?
Listen to me. It's just sad. Okay? Now, listen to me. I'm going to be straight up. Okay? For years, I've been going to my boxing summer camp in the Fox Hill community. And listen to me. Me and the MP, we had a heated argument from his first term in office. Okay? And every year I've been doing my summer camp, listen to me, I never get a gallon of water from that MP. You guys see? Never get 1 gallon of water. All I've been doing, trying to restructure all those young boys and folks. And I think I did a good job because now someone to believe for us, someone under defense for us. But listen to me, the MP never supported my program. I ran the Jungle Club.
Right.
Okay.
Famous Jungle Club in Fox Hill.
The Jungle Club in Fox Hill.
That's famous.
Listen to me. I rented that Jungle Club. I got a sponsor from an American Rock driver in my taxi. I put a ring in there for about $3,000, okay? And almost just renovated that club. And I never had one event in that building. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? I went to the Fox Hill Police Station and said, okay, I'll talk to this minister because I need the minister to help me. Okay, what I want to do. Listen, man, I feel so bad. I born and raised in Fox Hill. You know what I'm saying? And it's so sad the way things are turning out. Okay? Now, the entire problem with me, he never supported me. Okay, but I put my hands in my own pocket and went out there and tried to restructure some of those kids. And a lot of work needs to be done. And listen to me, it's not about politics. Okay, that's the area that I was born, and that's the area I was raised. Okay? That's the area I was raised. It's just sad that I ain't got nothing against MB. I have nothing against him. Okay? I have nothing against him, but he never supported me one day. Okay? The minister...
You still doing your camp, Quincy?
Again?
You still doing your camp?
Yeah, I should do my camp just about every summer, but I haven't done it in Fox Hill for the past couple summers. I did it in different areas, you know? But I just trying to do what I could do.
Well, keep doing what you could do.
Never supported me one day.
Well, I'm sure you're not the only one who's going to say that, especially coming from that area as well. And I'm sure there's a ton of call and say that he does support. So at the end of the day, you have my support, though, Quincy. Anything you decide to do with boxing, I got you, though. You know that.
Thank you, man.
All right, be safe, man, and keep doing a great job with them tourists, man. All right, let's check the text lines real quick. Naughty Fred always slapping back on something. Slap back on this one, Fred. I agree. Naughty, great show. Keep the show. Great show as usual. Keep entertaining Bahamians. That's what I like to do, man. I like to see y'all smiling rather than crying. Naughty RPM busy traveling this government, and the Minister of National Security needs to deal with this crime, bro. The police force is clueless. They don't have control of the streets. Starting to wonder, Texter. Naughty, great show as usual. I keep telling you to cane, but y'all don't want to listen to me. Naughty, I'm from Fox Hill. Only some people is actually the fool. The rest of us is very civilized, but we need to cane. I agree. There's always a few bad apples that spoil the predominantly good bunch. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, what's popping, Naughty? I can tell you what's going on. The poison say they need the cane, right? And listen to me. When you need the cane, you got to have permission to have a gun. Because the youth them who you caning, they ain't playing. You didn't see the little interviews with the schoolboys, am I? You didn't see what they saying, eh? You got to delve into the psyche of the youth, them now. The country done run away with itself. We live in a country, all right, they say self-governance, right? But yes, for me, every individual is governing himself. And you see where it's leading us to, right? Right, Naughty? You see where it's leading us, right?
Right.
Now, you know, you can't blame the PM for asking for reparations. Anyone who's knowledgeable about the history, I shouldn't have a problem with reparations. You know what I mean? But what I see, The same thing like the pandemic, Naughty. The general public is not knowledgeable about science to know when somebody comes and talks sense about climate change. They could just go by the status quo narratives. Like I said, the question I've been asking from day one, you know, but I don't ask it all the time, is you're taxing carbon. Carbon is the source of all life. But I really, that's tied to the side. Listen to me. Basically, then would you know the difference between the carbon dioxide, but God give me what I breathe out, versus the anthropogenic carbon? They still ain't answering me yet. Why are you, you're toxing me for breathing? So if people don't see the imbecility in the science and all, right? Thank God for pseudoscience, because we were never real science. What I'm saying is, I believe in God. I juxtapose God with science. I don't come on self-reliance. My mind, I put general appliance. You see me? This is not speech. So what I'm saying is the general public don't know the truth when they hear it. So you want to tax carbon, but you cannot tell the difference when they're taxing me and you. Please read a book called The First Global Revolution, along with the Bible, and you'll get a sense of what this is all about. I'm tired just talking in the wind here, but I know climate change is a farce. There's many different reasons for it. You know, the climate is changing, Naughty. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is these geniuses, you listening?
I listen.
Down and decided that they will pick carbon dioxide to be the culprit. But most people don't see it. Because they have no idea the science behind it, the variables. Listen, they didn't even know what all is photosynthesized, how much you could talk about offset and carbon neutrality. You understand what I'm saying? You have to understand it to know it's BS. Bless up. That's all I can say.
Yeah, 52. Well, you got to keep bringing this to us every day, man, because without you and a couple others, some of us might miss a few things or two. Naughty. Flying Fred them in Samoa. He will not have anything to say. I don't know why they keep voting for him. You need to start blaming the people now. Naughty, what are our crime consultants like Rodney Monker getting paid for? What are they doing? Naughty, I voted PRP and I must say this PRP administration is a corrupt failure.
Wow.
Volumes being spoken. Volumes being spoken. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in and texted in this first hour. And we still got lots of conversations to have. I know we're going to talk sports into 5 o'clock, but there's a lot of things that people are still questioning. Still people want to know what's going on. You know, more issues on the ambulances. They're unfit because of stick shift. Why would you order them in bulk in 2024 when most people drive automatic vehicles? To potholes. Listen. I don't know. I can tell you from in the Western area, from Chippenham into Papua Track, into portions of the White Grove, Mr. Sears. Everybody in Chippenham know you done pave up the streets of your generals right after the election, allegedly. What happened to the rest of the constituents? Man, you got some craters right around the corner from your constituency office. If you drop in them, you'll end up in Australia. What's going on? Craters. The drains you said you could put in said area, nothing. Nothing. We can just deal with the potholes. And Freetown got a bunch of potholes too. Craters. I can start bringing back my pothole reports, you know. Anyhow, I soon go out Dorset to do the pothole report again. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
You know that fella who's flying out all
the time? Happy go fly out. What's going on? I heard from you in a while, man. What was happening, man? What was going on?
Boy, you ain't know. Saturday going to make 4 weeks. They come back from Crooked Island. And the police there getting involved when they should be fighting the crime, right?
Okay.
The other day, Fred mentioned that PennDOT taking sides with the white people.
Uh-huh. But Fred is be hobnobbing with his select crew of Caucasians as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can see the man taking sides with the white people over the judgment in New York. That ain't so. Over the behemoth.
I mean, listen. That is some of the worst BS and some of the worst spin I ever seen regarding Ismaelian's $1.6 billion award from the judge. All of them gonna sit there and tell me a learned judge in the States don't know what he's talking about? Everybody then lie and swing them? Come on, man.
Yeah, well, and then with Quincy, right? Tell Quincy don't feel bad because, you know, I go up, I'm boxing with Boston Blackie's son, Ben and Lenny on their porch through Derby Road, Yalala. So, you know, don't really expect them, like Fred, them to sponsor them when they teach it. When he involved with the teaching young men to defend themselves, you know, because, you know.
But I see pictures floating around. I think Mr. Mitchell is more of a supporter of the fine arts.
Well, anyway, when you learn the ball, you know, you have to strain your wrist.
And anyhow, go and sin no more, behave thyself, and call me tomorrow.
Later.
All right. Yes. Erica calling in 5-4-3. We're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up for you. With lucky three ball for a Monday, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. 5 o'clock, we talk sports. Pearlie will be in the building. We're talking Yankees and Dodgers. We're talking Dolphins loss, Cowboys loss, Ravens loss. Yeah, man. And more. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I leave the wheat to brown. The road goes by so long on the plantation. I may never get paid.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you love every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here. And it's finger looking good.
Get ready for an exciting October with National Public Service Week. Join us for a fun-filled week of the community spirit and celebration. Kicking things off October 17th, the Family Feud Night at Anathol Rogers High School at 6 p.m. Bring your family and compete for some fantastic prizes. Then you don't want to miss the Golden Oldies and Old School Dance Friday, October 25th, 8 p.m. happening at the Ministry of Public Service and Ministry of Health Veranda and Lower Terrace. Let's groove to the classics. Ready for some friendly competition? Join us for library on Saturday, October 26th and Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. On Sunday, October 27th, join us for a meaningful church service at Bahamas Harvest JFK, 11 a.m. And then, of course, we're going to honor our retirees Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. for the retirees recognition ceremony and reception at Government House. Curious about your future? You don't want to miss the career fair on Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gymnasium. Ah, boy, we can't forget the float parade! November 1st, departing at 9 a.m. from Arawaki. Show your colors and celebrate with us. This is National Public Service Week 2024.
What gift gives you joy?
An investment in land. That's joy to my future.
Finance your land with CIBC Caribbean and we'll gift you up to $500 towards valuation fees, no loan application fee, and up to 15 years to repay. Plus, we'll also give you the chance to win one of three cash from our regional pot of over $100,000. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving for more information. Terms and conditions apply.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
¡Wepa! ¡Buenos días! ¡It's Monday! It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for your numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
7-2-2. 7-2-2.
Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friends.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind.
kind of noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we keep them true.
We playing with Island Games.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild FC, the Ministry of Public Service, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
The work goes by so long, and implantation, I mean never get paid.
We're back at you on the Monday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly should be joining us in short. We got the Pearl in the building. Okay, what's going on, Pearly?
Hey, just waiting on 808 to come.
Now, Pearly, I've been waiting for you, and I knew this was coming, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I like to spin it, right? Well, yeah. I got one for you today. Congratulations. Your Dodgers are up 2-0, correct?
Yes, we are.
Over my New York Yankees, correct?
Yes, we are.
All right, let me just lay a little bit of history on you for you, okay?
Oh,
you know,
go.
26 years ago, the Yankees were in the World Series. Dodgers weren't. The Yankees were. And we were down 2-0. And we went from the National League City to New York for game 3.
Which team was this you beat?
96.
Which team was it you played?
It wasn't the Dodgers.
I know that.
Now, let me put it up who we played, because it slipped my mind just now.
The last time you played the Dodgers, we beat you all.
In 81.
Yeah, that's the last time you played the Dodgers.
Yeah. I'm talking about 1996, Pearly. Just listen for a second.
Okay. All right.
All right? The Yankees, in that World Series, they took on the Atlanta Braves.
Then the Atlanta Braves have lost like 4 in a row.
That's okay. You want to say the Atlanta Braves lost 4 in a row. In the 90s, you and I both know the Braves were a dynasty. Multiple pennants.
They were a National League dynasty, yes.
Okay. But I say that to say this. They kind of were like what your Dodgers are at the time. They were then in 96, if you know what I mean.
No, the Yankees were the better team. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, the Yankees are still the better team in 2024. But anyway,
really?
You set yourself up for that. Was too easy, bro. That was way too easy.
Yeah, I know
you walk right into that. But anyway, let me just paint this scenario for you and Dodger Boy in the background and the crew in Chippenham. 1996 against the Braves in that series. The Yankees were down 2-0. They left Atlanta, headed back to New York. Do you know where a certain legend was born in game 3? You remember a certain outfielder by the name of Bernie Williams? For the New York Yankees?
I remember
Bernie, and Bernie's legend grew in that World Series. And they were down 2-0, and the Yankees came back and won that series. Well, just to drive it home 26 years later, the Yankees are going to have another star emerge, another star born. Back then, the stars were Jeter and A-Rod and others. And that's when Bernie made his rise and his ascension. Well, today in New York, the stars are Soto, and Judge, and Giancarlo. But there's a little kid from the Bahamas by the name of Jazz Chisholm. And in the same vein as Bernie Williams, is going to rise, is going to ascend, and is going to make his name known. And by the end of this week, it's going to be 2-2 coming out of New York. Now, hats off to you. You did a wonderful job. Game 1, I really thought we had you. You could ask Andoni when you see him. I looked right at him and I said, boy, look at that sucker on deck. And he was like, who? I said, Freddie Freeman. Pearly's healthy baseball man crush, Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
He even put Freddie when he was a Brave.
Yeah, no, I didn't pull for him in Easy Brave. No. That's doing those.
Pearly, we I've heard rumors that you had a certain little room in Chippenham where you would pull for Freddie on the low.
No, that's rumors. You know?
Mm-hmm. I bet that's you rumors. For the right six pack of beverage, I could get to the bottom of it by this weekend. No, but it has a different story.
Nah, you might have said I had a man crush on Mookie when he was in Boston, maybe, but not Freddie.
No, that was just lusting. That was a sin. You was lusting over somebody became.
I pulled for San Francisco Giant, a New York Yankee, or Atlanta Braves.
All right. So all I'm saying to you is now.
And not all Padre.
Jazz is going to stand. It's going to be 2-2 at the end of the week and fine. But listen, on game one, 3-2, I really thought we had you, even when it was two outs. Me and Booney, I think Boone, the role of Roberts is now played by Boone because he made like a Roberts-like decision, like out of nowhere. You don't expect him to make it, but he does.
He got Ohtani out. It wasn't complaining, but he got Ohtani to pop out.
Yeah, because he's lucky against, he's got a good career against Ohtani because he throws crap. And Ohtani can't hit crap like Cortez's throw. So after you get Ohtani, guess what you do? Put somebody else in, Pearly.
What you did was you should have pitched.
Freeman was salivating. Freeman was jonesing. Freeman was pacing the on-deck circle like a tiger in the zoo. And I was like, I'm getting a bad feeling. Got the two out, and old boy made a great catch, and I've been like, all right, we just need to get Freddie out. And then, wah-ba-ba-loo-ba-ba-la-bam-boom.
He sat on that high fastball.
Did you throw a high fastball at Freddie Freeman? Poop them out. You don't throw a high fastball at Freddie Freeman.
He was waiting on that.
You throw it high and inside, low and inside. He can't lay off that low and away inside pitch. I lie? Can't lay off it.
No, he doesn't lay off it.
Outside,
he can poke it to left field. Inside, he's hard. Yeah.
Come on. But I beat out as it may. That's baseball. It could have gone either way. Because if y'all go out in that inning, then Jazz is the hero in the 10th. So I ain't mad at nobody.
Yeah.
Second game, Yamamoto, whatever. He was on.
Yamamoto.
Yamamoto, man, listen to me, man. Man, let me tell you. All I'm saying is that brother was lights out.
Yeah, he was.
He was lights out. I cannot take that from you. And that goes to good drafting and good playing and
no, that's not drafting. That was a good free agent signing.
But front office work anyway.
Not front office work. You know there's a rumor going around that Soto could be the starting left fielder for the Dodgers next year.
Not gonna happen, Pearly. Not gonna happen. Y'all can have all your wanderlust you want. That's one dude who ain't gonna leave New York.
He just may leave New York. There's indications that he will not be a Yankee next year.
That's everybody the out
that's
there.
Been swirling around
a lot. Of course, that's clickbait rumors, media innuendo. They want that. That's no, a story.
I don't know if y'all, because y'all got to pay somebody. That's a big
when
money.
When you hear that man say, I don't want to play anywhere else. I found my home. He can stay right in New York. They can sign him and they can sign Jazz. Others are going to walk. That's who's going to walk. Not Jazz and definitely not Soto. Soto ain't going nowhere. Cashman would be the last hee-haw if he let Soto go anywhere. We got Pearly or he muted himself out?
No, I ain't going nowhere, Randy. I just let you talk.
No, you was muted, Pearly. You was muted. Mr. Producer said you was muted and all, too. Come on now. Don't be that. So yeah, what's your take?
I was letting that loud truck pass.
What's your take on the remainder of the series? Now you really feel your Dodgers trying to sweep the Yankees? Come on now, you really sipping that Kool-Aid?
If you guys don't win today, you're in trouble.
And if we win today, and if we win today, what's the deal then?
Then we take game three, game four.
Pardon?
Then we just will take game four. Simple.
Oh, that's how you want to put it. Okay, all right. Texter, you telling me take my licks? All I did was take licks this weekend. Two from the Yankees, one from the Cowboys. It is what it is. But I picked the 49ers to win, so hey, I'm not mad at you. And I won money, so I'm good. I'm not mad. But I really wish we could have scored the last touchdown late, but I got to really talk some smack today. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Yeah, brothers. How y'all feeling?
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, but Naughty, don't feel bad now. Because guess, remember in 81, The Yankees first two games, and then the Dodgers win four.
Let him know, right, Muff. Let him know.
Y'all could pay them back. This could be a payback. They could win the first two, and y'all could come back and win four.
And I know we're party going with no sweep, because what could be ratings on the two coasts, West Coast and East Coast, this World Series, but it's going seven, period.
Yes, play seven, but
seven,
I
gave
seven.
It can happen in seven, but they're not now. The Dodgers are clearly a much better team than the Yankees. And I wasn't trying to be that dumb.
He was scared, Brady, though. He's scared.
Listen, I worry about Brady because I remember he mowed with sticky couple years ago. Same guy. Dodgers are clearly the better team in this playoff series. If we don't win the World Series, and the next thing you heard, you know how that video go? 2 hours later. Purdy was.
In New York tonight. Y'all got to win that one in New York.
Got to win that one outright in New York, man. You got to beat us.
I hear you. Hey, but I thought Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary was the baddest Hail Mary for the year, man.
No.
Man.
Listen. No. You know, I don't go two step with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers can throw up a Hail Mary. The Daniels kid on the weekend, he's got a tremendous arm. Had it from LSU. Okay.
That's a crazy Hail Mary.
No, it's not, because when you got a denied oxygen in the womb defender talking smack with the fans, not watching where the play is going, got his back turned to the plate. He's the donut. He's the oh my God. He's that guy who was supposed to put the body on box out Noah Brown. He didn't.
Right. Mom, but all through the game, he's fooling with the fans. He's rowing with the fans.
He played well. He made some plays.
You can't even see what's going on.
But sometimes, you know, smack talk gets the better of you. If you can't control it, it will control you. And of course, a problem.
But that's good coaching, though. Like how he just grab on the 10 more yards and get out of bounds to get it closer. So Daniels could make it.
You were listening to Tony Romo on Sunday. You was listening to Tony. You quoted Tony word for word just now.
Yeah, but the Dolphins let me down, man. More than let me down again. Just like that Titans game, man. We have the lead all through the game when they come back and beat us by 1 point.
Let Arizona beat you, and Arizona is horrible on the East Coast on 1 o'clock games. Horrible.
But like I say, Murray had to contain Murray to the pocket, man. He got, and then that safety kill us, and man, look here. Don't worry, I want Pittsburgh to get blood tonight, but I want the dead Giants blood. My neighbor right there now making a yell. Shut up, wait. See Pittsburgh getting blood.
Muff, calm down. Don't let your mouth sign a check, your booty can't cash. That ain't happening.
Yeah, you mean like they had the Giants, is it?
Pittsburgh could beat the brakes off them tonight.
Yeah. Hey, but naughty too, but your Lakers looking good, but three straight on the red.
Hey, now let me
Miami got scrap a game, daddy.
Let me make a statement regarding my Lakers. I'm still in self-imposed exile. Still annoyed with the LeBron experiment. Still annoyed by the ad nauseum forcing a Bronny. Leave that kid alone. Let him live his life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let him earn his own stripes. Let him been through a lot. Heart surgery and everything. Man, stop pushing his dad's agenda. You know? No, let him have his own mission. You know? Let him walk his own road.
He played good them three games, though. LeBron played all day 80.
But wait, let me get them a point.
Okay.
I was the first one, and I still feel the same way I feel about LeBron in L.A. Ain't changing. But, Pearly will tell you, we've talked off here, J.J. Redick is growing on me as a coach.
He reminds me
of Jerry Tarkanian, who coached UNLV and was a great college coach, but he could identify with the players' egos. He could speak their level, their language.
I remember when they signed him, he was cussing. I said, give him a chance. He may be something different.
Yeah, Pearly. Yeah, that's true.
Pearly, you said
him. Yeah, you didn't get it. But you know, I know how to go. He would throw everyone under the bus from the get-go.
I could throw him under the bus. Hold on. And listen to Pearly now. Pearly was quite there too, saying the jury's still out. He might bring him. You didn't say the negatives that you said. You did the pros and cons, Pearly. But you talked about the pros. You had plenty cons too.
What was the cons?
That he was a first-time coach. He didn't have experience. He was coming from the broadcast booth. Who his assistants were going to be. No. That was yours, too. And the beauty of this show.
I can leave you on this one, Naughty. Poor Eddie looked like a $60 million man instead. All right, Vlad, we can link up.
Well, guess what?
Pretty did look good, though.
He looked like a $60 million man?
Please. I don't know if he looked like a $60 million, but
against, against third stringers, Muff? Against third stringers? And against, I'm the first one to say next man up.
No, Naughty. No. Don't use that excuse. Next man up is the Naughty man.
Did you allow me to finish, Pearly? Pearly, did you allow me to finish? I was saying. I was saying, but I don't use that. It's next man up. You know me.
All right.
But if you want to talk about it and look at the game objectively, answer me this. Were the Cowboys starters in that game defensively?
No, a lot were.
That's all I can say. That's all.
CeeDee was there. Dak was there.
And we know CeeDee was there. What, 13 catches, 159 yards, 2 touchdowns? CeeDee was there.
Henderson was there. That's your defensive captain, right? Henderson was there.
Who's Henderson, Pearly?
Henrik, what's your name? Henrik, what's your defensive star name?
Pearly, do me a favor. You use butcher names to begin with, and I don't like to get on you for it, right? Leave the Cowboys players to me. You handle the Dolphins players.
I asked you what his name is.
Because you put in Hendricks and Henderson. We don't have no Hendricks or no Henderson either.
Who's your middle linebacker?
Kendricks.
I know what's up with it. I know
who just
like
came
that.
Off the injured list last week and still banged up. Yes, Kendricks.
Yeah, I know something like that. Okay.
But for all of that, let me get back to my point again about J.J. Redick. I think that he could actually talk to the players. He could relate to the players. And he's smart enough to know that LeBron is a limited commodity. If I'm going to stay in L.A., I got to develop the ball going through A.D. I got to develop Reeves. I got to develop Hachimura. I got to develop Dalton Kinect. Because he's quoted as saying Kinect reminds him of him. So if you develop them moving forward, correct, Pearly? And Christie is another one that he's thrown in there. So I'm thinking Redick is smart enough to know how to deal with in the now and tell LeBron, listen, this thing going through AD. On certain nights, I can need you, but on other nights, just ride on by and let's see if we can make this thing do.
Yeah, I agree.
And so far, so good, but we know how LeBron go. That remains to be seen how long it'll last. But right now, Redick has impressed me. I tip my hat. I give credit where credit is due. He's done a good job coaching them Lakers. And he's sinking or swimming with AD, Reeves, Hachimura, Dalton Kinect, and LeBron. That's who you're going to sink or swim with. Vanderbilt probably will be thrown in there when he gets healthy, but he's been injured. So, yeah, hats off to J.J. Redick for the job he's done. Now, let's see, in 2 weeks from today, after 11 games on the road, where we at? Because ain't nothing will detain faster than a two-week road trip. 2 weeks away from home. Let's see what you're good for. Let's see what you do. But I'm impressed with him so far. Yes, I give him his credit for that. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty? What's going on,
Birdie? What's going on, 52?
Yeah, you know what's going on. I get them off later. Hey, Pearly, Naughty, you know the Rams, sorry, they get rid of Goff, right?
You know why the Rams got rid of Goff, 52?
No, I just said they're sorry.
I know, but let me tell you the story why they got rid of him.
Yeah, but
apparently, he passed out a photo to the wide receivers and tight ends in an offensive meeting in L.A. in the Rams, a picture of McVay's girlfriend or fiance at the time, and said how much, you know, he thought how good she looked, so on and so forth. One of them decided to show McVay, and the rest is history. He ended up in Detroit. There was a reason he got traded to Detroit. McVay was Petty Betty.
Yeah, but listen to me. But Muff, I don't understand Muff, man. He won't pull against the Steelers. I was pulling for Purdy them to win Sunday. I watching the game. When I look, they was up by they kicked the field goal and beat Purdy them. They was up by, I didn't get beat by 1 point. I couldn't believe it. I said, nah. They just switched to the Buffalo game right after that. They didn't even show the field goal kick. So that was like a ghost, I peeped. So that was like, they sting Purdy them. Purdy, see how it feels, right? That's what Naughty them do to us. But I know what Naughty bragging for, because be 5-2 and you all, which all is all Naughty, 3-3.
Who put the first loss on your record?
I can't remember, but I did. Ooh,
We punched in your mouth in Pittsburgh.
We won our first game. Maybe beat Atlanta.
I said, who put the first loss in the loss column on y'all? Us.
But, it's Dallas. Yeah. But I say this, you know, I mean.
So you know how this thing going, that rivalry, man. Pittsburgh Cowboys. We can lose the rest of our games. We beat you up. Huh?
And the Dolphins had more rushing yards.
Man, the Dolphins had more stats than them across the board, but they got beat.
They ended up getting beaten, but just brace yourself and enjoy the game tonight. I don't want to say the score because you all may laugh.
And I pick you out to win big, and I pick you out to win by more than six, too.
Yeah, but you realize, you know, we may go to steal, and we steal the ball, right?
Yeah. Only he wasn't that way when he played my Cowboys, though. He was more like aluminum. That's a different story for another day. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's up, Pearly?
Hey, what's going on, Mystery? Today must be your day. Let's see how you're going to blame Dak Prescott for costing the Cowboys and Tua for playing defense and costing the Dolphins. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
I was wondering who called the show, me or you?
I wonder whose show it is.
Yours.
Not yours. Okay, then. So go ahead.
So all I did is checking in. How you doing?
Mystery. Just
I
how
even I, know how you
hold
doing,
on.
Naughty.
Just how the sarcasm was flowing doing. In the first hour when I said what a great job our prime minister did to invent to Samoa to get our reparations from the king. Go on there personally. I know you calling in the same way for this 5 o'clock hour. You've been waiting from the game ended last night, okay? So
okay, can I say hello to Pearly, please?
Yeah, go talk. You Dolphins, go talk. You Fish, go talk.
Hey, Pearl, what's up?
Everything in the quiet.
Wonderful.
Hey!
Naughty, now, as I always tell you, it's the quarterback, okay? It's the quarterback. Since two have been gone, it was because we don't have a good quarterback. He came back, and it's evident we don't have a good quarterback.
You got to remember you drink bad rummy. What you want?
I ain't finished. I'm
let
not
him finish, Pearly.
No,
then
no,
you could.
No, I can't let him say that because that's not true. That's an erroneous.
No, but it's
statement.
Evident.
That sounds like a Bob and Coot statement right there.
It's evident. And you leading by more than 10 points, and your defense get run on and walk up the field twice.
Yeah, but Pearly,
I don't know if you noticed, you didn't see Tua playing safety last night for the Dolphins?
Yeah, but the quarterback's supposed to be able to come back and make a statement.
No, right, he made a statement. Look at the stats. He made a statement.
Like how Jaden Daniels come back and make that statement yesterday.
No, stop. No.
Listen,
Jaden Daniels threw that up, but out of all Hail Marys we've seen, that has been the weakest Hail Mary ever, bro. Weakest ever.
That's guts. That's when you have guts. And B-A-L-L-S, okay?
Well, listen, why don't you take your guts and your bad spelling and go pull for the Commanders?
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, but see, that...
Well, like Dak so much, no, that's the perfect thing. You could come take up a big rivalry against the Cowboys,
then you could get out of
Miami and don't talk about Tua.
Hold on, I like Dak, you know, and I like Tua. I just hate their style of play.
Lies.
I like these guys.
Lies.
Okay?
Lies.
I like the. What's, I just hate this style of play.
What style of play about Tua you don't like? He's a great passer. You can see the difference in that game. And Hubby was there. Hubby holding the ball too long. Footwork bad. Tua getting the ball out. For the first time, Waddle and Tyreek had a great game all season.
Tua mine. Tua and
Waddle didn't have all that of a great game because he didn't do much for me in fantasy.
Their mind is in a bubble. It remains in a bubble. That's all. But I'm happy that the Cowboys lost yesterday. It was a beautiful loss. Thank you, Naughty.
I hope you get two flat tires and fall in the pothole. That'll be beautiful, too. Hey, Mr. Producer, you see Mystery? I won't hear from him until Friday. You won't let him call Pearly Thursday? Fine. But I won't tell him from Friday, all right? Same old. Like two of us play defense. And he's got me defending the Dolphins. Pearly, I hate that, man. Why you do this? And as far as Dak goes, Dak throws interception, gives him a short field, gives him 7 points. But last I checked, didn't he have the game within a score to win within the fourth quarter with time left, Pearly?
Yep.
I'm just saying. And that's with third string. It's not that we're talking injury or nothing, right? You know? But anyhow. Naughty, do you now accept Dobbenham as a bad coach and that J.J. Redick is a better coach and is paying dividends already? No, I think Darvin Allen was a good enough coach to get us to the Western Conference Final because you and other Texas was all over Darvin Allen when he did that. I think that Darvin Allen couldn't get along in the locker room and, you know, petulant LeBron and, you know, Darvin couldn't work it out because both of them had their idiosyncrasies. And, of course, we know J.J. is a yes man to LeBron, so he's got him buying in right now to the ball going through Redick. But when something fly up in LeBron, because you know how LeBron you go, he can grab the clipboard from JJ, tell him to hold on, and the ish gonna hit the fan. But right now, Redick is a good coach. He's proven to be a good coach. He's proven it. He's earning it. So I don't have a problem with it. But like I told Pearly, I tell you, Texter, let's check in 2 weeks when they come off this 11-game, 2-week road trip. Let's see where the Lakers are after that. and then we can pick up the convo on who is who and what is what. Let's have that on the flip side of the break. Let's get to this first break. Flip side of the break. Pearly and I'll be back. We'll be talking more sports. We'll get into our picks and get you ready for the final 15 today. Colin Cowherd got a good one taking us home. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
And I'm using, I leave it with the ground. See ya, it's a youth me, I make you be wise.
The joy of giving comes with rewarding you with cash prizes from our regional pot of over US $100,000. Simply apply for a personal loan, auto loan, land loan, or mortgage from CIBC Caribbean. Once approved, you may be entered for a chance to be one of three lucky winners in your country. Each winner will pull a card with a surprise cash prize of US $1,500, US $2,500, or US $5,000. Come to CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving. CIBC Caribbean terms and conditions apply.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People not fire, but now we got Babylon and the free talk. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me bona fire, pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. The way goes for so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life them slay? Now them works and slap them in them face. Fire, yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and that you colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you come tell. Hey, and all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray.
Rib, I got you on the Monday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads. I'm going to get to the text. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on right now?
You know, any black quarterback is the team. Any team with a black quarterback, they willing for them.
For real?
Yeah. Especially your prototype, what? One like Jaden and Omar.
Yeah, I like Jaden. Jaden's got some good things going on for him. Lamar Jackson's still doing well as well. I think... the reclamation project would be old boy in Carolina.
But I got a good one for you, right?
Go ahead.
Who's the GOAT? male and male or female. Male, I mean, no matter sex. The greatest Bahamian athlete of all time.
All right, that's the component. Who's the greatest Bahamian athlete of all time? But that's a good one, you know.
Male and female together.
Yeah, you're putting them together, but boy.
Right.
No. Stop now. You could go on the male side off the top.
No. Forget that. They don't work all together.
Right, but Gardner, if we're gonna put them together, we gotta have a pool on the male side, X from the female side. And hold on, Bertie. If I have no problem with Jonquil. I think it's wonderful what she's done. But I have to check and re-raise you with one Sean A. Miller if we're talking that.
Oh, but when you talk with in terms of greatest of all time. I mean, and compared to the counterparts, not international counterparts. Sean A. And Steven, they second. They behind her. But Jonquil, come on, man. It's very easy.
If you want to say that because she has a WNBA championship, fine. But if you
without that,
you got some athletes. You have some athletes in this country like Eddie Ford, who was one of the greatest cricket players in the whole Caribbean, mm-hmm. one of the greatest baseball players, a professional baseball player, a great national basketball team player. So
Caribbean. I don't
know. No, we talking home. Gardner, in all fairness, this is a great conversation.
Right.
I'm honest with you, buddy. This is great. We could do wonders with this.
Right.
Because
I like the conversation. I love it.
It's a great conversation, but we got to objectively come to a get together and have a pool. Meaning, all right, we can take these top 30 athletes qualified, and out of these 30, we're going to decide who to go there as male or female.
I mean, let's talk about in the context of international competition, how are they doing internationally?
Yeah, if you want to say who's the greatest performer.
Okay, but then you have to also look to the ones like Jonquil and Rick Fox and Michael Thompson, who have ascended, and Klay Thompson ascended to the highest level and winning championships. On an international stage, Sean A goes the same way. And if you look at it, basketball is a team sport. Track and field is an individual performance. So you could. There's good arguments. There's good debates.
Yeah,
there's good debates.
And before my homeboy Frank Rutherford calls me and says it should be him because he got bronze in Barcelona. Yeah, put Frank Rutherford on the list too.
Don't forget, Jonquil was the most valuable player in the whole world. You know what I'm saying? In WNBA. You understand me? I mean, world class, you know? So, and you know, she got game. Her game, you know, she could shoot. You know, she got footwork. And man, what she did, she she put the smack down. I mean, she bullied.
She deserved the MVP trophy. She deserved the title because she's been there before and lost with the Connecticut Suns when they were the number one seed in the league. She's been a league MVP before. She's put in her work. She's got way more deserving hardware than a Caitlin Clark who's just walked in off the street and off media hype getting a Rookie of the Year. They want to equate Rookie of the Year to the MVP. No.
You realize there's not enough ball for Jonquil to get MVP every year.
But at the end of the day, yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, and I agree with your point.
Every team she go on.
Got a lot of shooters, got a lot of players, but at the end of the day, she could definitely be in the conversation, but there are others that are worthy enough to be in said conversation. I know why you gungies are forward. She's good around the bucket. And she's done some great things in the WNBA, and she deserves to be in the conversation, Gardner. But, I mean, if we're going to be fair and objective, then we need to add a few more to the conversation.
You know they be dissing in the WNBA because she's a Bahamian, because she is not an American.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. They love up some Jonquil Jones now. No.
If you watch the game and you listen to the commentary, but particularly with the announcers were making, they nickname her Bahamian Beast.
But they be calling Stewie and that other one a superstar. But they never hear them call them a superstar.
But of course, and of course, you know what? You know, thanks to Caitlin Clark, the lighter hued girl's gonna get milked. But guess what?
As much as
I love Ionescu, as much as I love her, she was 1 for 18 in that final game. She was horrible.
man. I never see.
But I'm just saying, just show up, get your trophy, say thank you, and go straight to the locker room. Don't stick around celebrating and jumping up like you killed because you did what they
want. Yeah, but you see, but you can't judge what happened in the last game because she did some things to get them there.
Correct. So, I'm not taking that from her.
See, that's the difference with basketball. It's a team sport. Baseball, a team sport. Football, a team sport. Try God, to no. kill you on your own. Yeah. Like Pat Boone.
Call us tomorrow, man. Your Celtics playing tonight. I want to break down tomorrow how bad they beat the Bucks because I like them beating the Bucks tonight, all right? Pearly, we got to get our pick in. Mr. Producer, say 2 minutes, so we got to do our rap. Who you like tonight? We doing one thing and one thing only. Game 3 of the World Series in New York. Who you like? Break it down for me real quick.
I like the Steelers tonight. You know, I'm happy Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback.
We ain't talking football. Nice. We talking. Everybody know they could beat the bejesus out of the Giants. Who you like tonight in New York?
I like the Dodgers to make it 3-0. I think Walker Buehler is big game Buehler. He's in the last three games, you've seen a big improvement from him, particularly the last game.
Buddy, this wasn't Buehler who got all spanked all over the park last go round against the Padres, though.
Not last go round. He got spanked, and then he came back and shut the Mets down.
All right. Your team from New York, you know that, right? That's the imitation. That's the knockoff.
But this the real Dodgers from L.A. That's the point. The Dodgers?
Yeah, because LA is not strong enough of a city and not a grand city and a great city like New York to have two great teams. They can only afford one.
Dodgers 8-2.
Oof. Wait, you can be that guy tomorrow. Because, boy,
Ohtani can hit a home run. Boy, if you know if it's me, I'm sure nothing you got to talk to me no more, right? Because I know we ain't going to lose 4 in a row. I know that much.
Pearly, you got to get there first.
We can get there. Dodgers win tonight.
Okay. So you got Buehler, 0-1 with a 6-point.
That's all right.
And a 1.44 whip going up against Schmidt. 3.86 ERA and a 1.29 whip. I take my chances with Schmidt, you know.
You take your chances with Schmidt. See, one thing I don't do.
Because I remember a dude who used to, with the last name Schmidt, who used to kill up on the Dodgers.
Yeah, but fortunately he doesn't play anymore.
No, but I'm just saying, if it's any kind of bloodline, you never know. You never know.
Well, listen, one thing.
Because Mike used to kill y'all. Mike used to kill y'all. Mike used to kill y'all, though. My God, Mike Schmidt used to kill the Dodgers.
And he killed the Dodgers in regular season, but when it came down to playoffs, he beat them that one year, but he shut them down.
Yeah, but boy, he used to beat y'all. He used to ring off y'all head, but home run after home run, Mike Schmidt. Boy, I tell you, he was way better than Ron C. I know that at home for you, eh?
Anyhow. So you're trying to cause me, you mess with the Penguin. The Penguin ain't do you nothing.
You mean bow-legged Bob?
Penguin ain't do a thing to you, but that's all right. You will hear from me later tonight. You working tonight?
And no Steve problem. Garvey should have been a fashion model, how pretty he was. He was Diddy before Diddy. Anyway, I can leave that alone.
Joker's open tonight? Oh, no, today's Monday night.
I can watch it, right? I could be happy. Trust me, tonight you can hear from me. That's all I got to say on that. And with that being said, I like the Yankees tonight. And if we're going to do it like for the Island game, give me the Yankees in the money line and over the 7 runs. Both teams going to score. Yankees going to win. We'll see you here tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Pearly, be safe. Enjoy the game.
I'm already. I'm reading. I've got my stuff. I'm ready. I'm just, you know, brings everything line up and just reading, man.
That's good. That can help you drown your sorrows when it's all said and done. Take me to the break.
All those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Ron. Me bona fire banner.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
NASA, are you ready for November 7th?
second because we are ready.
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break it, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Don John letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh, yeah, this is your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive. Music Group and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break it, scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy, Ron.
It's your boy, Elliot, from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy, Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy, Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
This is Buddy J. Ref.
Christina, Funky D.
This is your girl, Nishi Al As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Freak on B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Break and scrape explosion. Best of the best.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
I am joyriding.
CIBC Caribbean is giving three lucky clients the chance to win cash prizes this Christmas. Finance your vehicle with us for your chance to win, and we'll gift you no loan application, 100% financing, and up to 10 years to repay. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving and apply for vehicle financing now. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, well.
It's live, three Pro Bowls, Super Bowl, 18 seasons. So let's go to Dallas, San Francisco. Off a bye, I thought Dallas had a life in the first half. And then, you know, you've been in these locker rooms. Whatever Kyle Shanahan, whatever potion or magic elixir he fed the team, Niners had a perfect third quarter. But if I'm San Francisco, I feel like, Matt, we're down like seven starters. Brock Purdy was a little off in the first half. We didn't come off a bye. We came off an emotional Kansas City win. I thought it was a really big win when you contextualize the circumstances for San Francisco. It wasn't just another double.
Yeah, it's a little bit like a NASCAR race sometimes you play in a game like that. You don't want to lose the race early. You know, you don't want to get in a crash early. And I thought early on there were just some, like, crash and burn situations for Dak Prescott. I think you're right. I think Brock Purdy played better than Dak. And that's a little bit surprising, I think, to people who tuned into that game last night.
Yeah. What do you make of McCaffrey? Their red zone offense isn't the same. It's okay to admit McCaffrey's the best. I mean, Walter Payton's the best running back I ever saw. McCaffrey's in the short list of the next. I mean, maybe they just need him to win big games.
No, listen, it's kind of what I mean, though, Colin. Like, you come out with a game plan going into a game against a good team, right? And that's a good matchup. It's a heavyweight fight last night. And I think you go into it like, hey, no big mistakes early, okay? Let's run all of our different personnel groups. Let's use our shifts and motions. Let's see what their plan was. And then we can kind of make a second half adjustment and kind of go at it. And I think, like, the Dallas Cowboys, it was sort of the opposite. You know, you had a first quarter interception that was really, really terrible by Dak. A third quarter interception that was terrible. Kind of had two, like, late fourth quarter touchdown passes. I'd say, like, the best thing that I can say about Dak Prescott is I think he's just so mentally tough. But I just thought watching the game last night, he didn't look good as a runner. Conversely, Brock Purdy looked very good as a runner. And then I just didn't think that Dak played as physically tough as I've seen him play in the past. It looked like he was feeling Bosa on the pressure. It was like he wasn't trusting his protection. And then he was forcing balls that, like, clearly you can, for the amount of money that he makes, and if you look at the pie chart of where the money's going on that team, they need more from Dak Prescott. When I was playing, I had a coach once say to me, he said it all the time. He said, listen, with the amount of money that you're making right now, you need to be amazing marinara sauce over yesterday's pasta. And some of the guys that he's playing with, by their contract, their yesterday's pasta, he needed to be that amazing marinara sauce to just make it right. And last night he did not do that.
So I usually when there's a Hail Mary, I feel bad for the losing team. I mean, it's just gutting to watch a team that plays hard and loses. Yesterday, I had no sympathy for Chicago. Coaching in the second half was awful. And I'm not somebody that bangs on coaches a ton, but if somebody got fired today, I'm like, yeah, that was embarrassing off a bye. Take me to the Hail Mary. For instance, Chicago had a spy on Jaden Daniels. He's not going to run 52.
Yeah, that was foolish. That was foolish.
What the hell is that? What did you take?
That was wrong.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Let me just say this. Like, I heard the press conference afterwards, and the head coach is talking about, we practice this all the time. Let me give you the reality of it. I don't know if you know this, but yes, you practice this every single Saturday. You practice it in training camp. But never, I played 18 years in the NFL. Never one time did we ever practice it competitively. Typically, what you do is you practice it. Okay, it's the offense's turn. Okay, you're live. You drop back. You throw it up real high. You have spots. There's coaching to it. And it's the offense's turn to go catch the ball. Then it's like, all right, let's do it again. Now it's the defense's turn. And now there's like a point man. There's a front guy. There's people all boxing out. Think free throw of a basketball game. That's exactly what it is. Now they drop the ball on it, clearly. You fix it if you're not practicing it with intention or, you know, maybe even practicing it with some level of competition where you're competing for the ball, where you're filming it. Typically, you don't film a Saturday practice. So unless you're like really dialed in and really watching it or learning from other people's mistakes, you're not getting it fixed. The best coach I ever had coaching in the Hail Mary was probably Chuck Pagano. Chuck Pagano would go back in the archives. He'd go back to the New England Patriots versus the New York Giants Hail Mary that really could have gone New England's way. And he would show, hey, if this ball would have bounced a little bit different, this guy wasn't boxing out, this guy wasn't boxing out. But typically it's something that people gloss over. And I think the Chicago Bears got caught. That's something that they glossed over, and it's going to cost them this year.
You know, Matt, and I think what makes it worse is stuff that happened before that. So they had a moment. It was their best drive of the game, Chicago. And they put a center in. And I'm like, Chicago, it's your best drive. You got a mobile quarterback. You got good running backs. Why wouldn't you, if you're a quarterback, could you say, guys, this isn't the time to call it?
Listen, I actually understand why this happens. It reminded me a little bit of like William the Refrigerator Perry,
right?
You know, in Chicago. It's kind of cool. You know, like, it's cool unless you're Walter Payton, then it's not cool. But listen, these offensive coordinators are human. And they're seeing all the love that Detroit got with Ben Johnson, all these plays to the offensive linemen. And like, I think that plays into it. I think like, oh, we got this play. We practiced it. It looks good. I don't hate it. I actually don't think I would throw stones at the Chicago game plan. I thought they did a pretty good job. I thought the offense did enough right to give themselves a chance to win that game. But that, to me, that play was not game ready. It's almost like they rushed it. Like, I would say this, like, when my kids got their driver's license at 16, they were like, hey, we want to go downtown Boston. I was like, nah, you're sticking around the neighborhood. Like,
yeah.
We need a little more, like, time on task here. Maybe a couple weeks ago, they repped it, like, two times. And, that probably wasn't the right call for them. But I think I understand why it got called.
Okay, let's go back to the Hail Mary. There's a player for the Bears, you know, jawing with fans. At Monday or Tuesday's meeting, how is that addressed by the staff? Is it addressed? Again, he ended up moving over, but it's systematic.
It's a terrible situation. Listen, that stuff happens. I would say this, though. There's enough blame to go around. And how this gets handled on a Monday, Tell the Truth Monday is what it's called. How this gets handled on a Tell the Truth Monday in the film room will determine a lot of how this team comes together or doesn't come together. Because what should happen, like, I don't know if 29's the box out guy here. Like, he's probably not. So there's probably another defender on that field that probably has to say, hold up, we lost the game because I didn't box out. And then there needs to be a coach that stands up and says, you know what, I could have taken the bullet at the podium and I didn't. Actually deflected. And I knew exactly what happened. And that's on me, because my job is to prepare you. And I didn't prepare you, or I let it slide. And from here on out, I'm not letting anything slide. okay? I'm sick about this. My entire coaching career, I'll be sick about this. This isn't on you. This is on me. But the next time I tell you to do something and you don't do it, you're out. You're gone.
Yeah.
You won't have a job here, and I'll make sure you don't have a job anywhere. Like, that's kind of how those meetings typically go. But no, there's more than 29 to blame on that play right there, no doubt.
So there have been, in my opinion, three great offensive lines in a decade. That early Dak Prescott Cowboy O-line, about 5 or 6 years with the Eagles before Jason Kelce retired, and Detroit now. Give me the Jared Goff looks, it's like he's in a recliner. He's so comfortable. Give me the best offensive line you played with and how it changes emotionally, physically. How does it change? Because Goff, his accuracy now is through the roof.
Yeah. The offensive line that I played with would probably be 05 in Seattle. We had the left side Hall of Famers, Walter Jones, Steve Hutchinson, Robbie Toback's one of the greatest leaders I've ever been around as a center, very smart player, and two very underrated players on the right side, Chris Gray from Auburn, Sean Locklear from NC State, and we had a great fullback. That's a part of it. Tight ends that can block. We had Penn State wide receivers and Joe Jerevicius and Bobby Engram who knew how to block. Everybody's involved in the running game, everybody. But I would say that it's a mindset. And Dan Campbell has instilled a mindset in an identity. Ben Johnson has the scheme. And then I do believe in a roundabout way, Sean McVay deserves some credit because under center play action, Jared Goff is as good as there is in the game. And the amount of audibling, redirecting the mic, they'll call three plays in the huddle at once. It'll be, we're running this, alert to that, kills to this. And so, like, they're never really seemingly in a bad play. And it's a shift, and it's a motion, it's a hard count. It's coming out of the huddle really quick. It's staying in the huddle a long time. It's changing personnel. So I think it's all of those things combined, but that team is rolling right now, and they are offensive on offense. And a lot of times, offenses play kind of defensive.
Yeah.
And that's not what the Detroit Lions do.
Yeah, it's almost like they're putting everything on film for everybody to see. We're going to make you stay up for weeks. We're going to have three different guys throwing. A lot of teams want to hide their trick plays. It feels like Detroit saying, no, we're going to run about 22 this year. You have to pick your – so it'll slow down defenses. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Some of the plays that they're running aren't super complicated plays. You know, one of their first touchdown passes yesterday was just on the old John Gruden Spider 2Y banana without the banana. It's just the Spider 2. They were like, we are so confident that this play is going to work. We're going to motion the guy over who's going to bluff and then be in the flat that we're really not even going to run anybody else on a route. Like half the time, there's like one real receiver on the whole play because they know that they know that they know that Goff's going to have him in the right play and it's going to be wide open. And so it's just, it's a mindset, it's scheme, and Goff's kind of like the choreographer of the whole thing.
Finally, Matt Hasselbeck, with the trade deadline's coming, J-Mac and I talked about if I was Washington, I would consider getting a corner. I think they're for real. I think they're well coached. I think they're capable of winning a playoff game. I don't think they're ready for Detroit yet. There's steps to it. But I was thinking about the Jets. They have two corners. And they're struggling. And you have Aaron, who you don't want to lose. They have, I mean, the Jets are one of the only teams in the league that could lose a corner and still have a great corner. Would you consider, as a GM of the Jets, making the move to get a draft pick?